Bezos, Trump showed tremendous grace and courage under literal fire. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 13, 2024. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos described former President Donald Trump as having showed tremendous grace and courage after being shot at during his rally. "Our former president showed tremendous grace and courage under literal fire tonight," Bezos wrote in a post on X. "So thankful for his safety and so sad for the victims and their families." While Bezos praised Trump for displaying courage and grace, The Washington Post, which Bezos owns, published an article with the headline, "Trump Leaves Rally After Loud Noises Erupt." Even once the Trump campaign had confirmed Trump was fine and at a medical facility being checked out after being shot at, the outlet released an update that Trump was fine after he was rushed away from a rally when loud noises were heard. In December 2023, The Washington Post published a column titled "Yes, It's Okay to Compare Trump to Hitler. Don't Let Me Stop You." Bezos's post came hours after the former president faced an attempted assassination after gunshots were fired minutes after he had taken the stage at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Secret Service agents were also seen quickly coming to Trump's side and swarming around him as people screamed and ducked. As Secret Service agents surrounded him, Trump could be seen with blood on his ear and the side of his face. The former president later revealed that he had been shot by a bullet that pierced the upper part of his right ear. "I want to thank the United States Secret Service and all of law enforcement for their rapid response on the shooting that just took place in Butler, Pennsylvania," Trump wrote in his statement. "Most importantly, I want to extend my condolences to the family of the person at the rally who was killed, and also to the family of another person that was badly injured." In the aftermath of the shooting at Trump's rally, the suspected shooter and a bystander in the crowd were reported to be dead. Former President Barack Obama, former President Bill Clinton, California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., and Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, were among the Democrats who issued statements condemning the violence at Trump's rally and stating that their thoughts were with Trump. President Joe Biden issued a statement that he was grateful that Trump was safe and doing well, and stated that there was no place for this kind of violence in America.